Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can have you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0414 281 4082.
You're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and SheffieldLive.org, number one for Sheffield music.
We'll be right back. this life and fit. Threw it all out in a ditch. Broke it down when I was sick. Gotta build it back up brick by brick.
Are you sure you wanna live like common people? And when you play that funky music, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Silent saxophone that you don't hear but you feel. Feel one, eh? You want to go to wish note the one, eh? All right.
Herb you could ever find. Homegrown in my backyard, and the public knows it's mine. If you come over to my place, I'll give you a taste. Memory won't erase from your mind, 'cause the best you'll find wherever you go. Backyard is the best herb you could ever find. Homegrown in my backyard, and gen public knows it's mine.
Come in, I'll play some guitar, man.
And prince and princesses always want to see me, 'cause the best is for free. Homegrown in my backyard is the best herb you could ever find. Homegrown in my backyard, and the public knows it's mine. The best herb you could ever find. Homegrown in my backyard, and the public knows it's mine. It's mine. And the public knows it's mine. Kid aside, knows, USA knows. home. It's my PJ Patterson, no, it's my George Bush, no. It's my the Queen of England, no. Pope John Paul, no. The world, no. It's my
you like a bird. I don't even want you now. I'm just gonna dip on the curb.
They said he'd never make the grade. He was living in a kipper coloured dream. Barney ought to learn to concentrate, his teachers used to say, as he drifted in the bottom stream. Barney was a waster, got no bits of paper, ended up attending a machine, turning little piggies into plastic packaged sausages to sell in the heliport canteen. Barney seemed to lack ambition, didn't hear tomorrow call, didn't want the overtime for extra pay. He just left his limbs to labour when he donned his uniform, while his mind was floating freely far away. It was Crest and Strewlip, early shift and late shift, every day the same routine, turning little piggies into plastic packet sausages to sell in the heliport canteen. It was on a summer's evening, Barney crossed from work to home with a twisted tube of metal that he found. And he stuck it in the garden like a broken totem pole, and he planted piles of pebbles all around. That boy's no use, must have a screw loose, thinks his bit of metal's gonna grow. Barney felt the silence in his head begin to melt, and in his heart the spark of love that seemed to glow. Barney's game became a passion, all the free time that he had, he was in the garden marking out the space, piecing broken things together with devotion in his hands, and a sweet erratic smile on his face. Mother said you can't, no. Father said the same, no. Littering a little bit of lawn. What are we gonna do with him? Why can't he be normal? He's been troubled since the day he was born. He brought back something, he was nicking things from work, he was picking up what others threw away. Cans and kettles, boots and bottles, all the refuse of the earth, he assembled in a giant junk display. Copper wire, car tires, plastic pots, broken mops, worn out wheels and one of water tank. What a silly game to play, what a waste of effort, he'd do better if he went and robbed a bank. Look at Barney's weird contraption, high on iron girder legs, reaching steel and tin can feelers to the sky. As it wobbles in the breezes, its Belisha beacon heads seem to nod and wink at all the passers-by. Every day he do a bit, every day it grew a bit, sprouting like a jungle in the rain. The neighbours watched in horror as this multicoloured monster escaped from his lonely bin rain. Barney's work began to waver, he was failing his machine. The foreman said he wasn't giving of his best. So the job enrichment expert analysed his working speed and devised a scheme to give him added zest. It was Crest and Strewlip, early shift and late shift, every day the same routine, turning twice as many piggies into plastic packet sausages to sell in the heliport canteen. Barney's folly, nay, the neighbours, was disfiguring the street. There was baying from the purity crusade, and the careful lads informed him that the bylaws had been breached, while the blowflies buzzed round every movie made. Watch out, Barney, special Roger after you, got you fully photographed and filed. A Official dumb is closing in, oblivious of everything. Barney Bill's as happy as a child. It was on a winter's morning, Barney worked the early shift, when inspectors came with agents of the law. They dismantled Barney's monster, dumped it on the council tip, left the garden neat and tidy as before. Home comes Barney, can't believe his eyes to see, space where his creation once held sway. Shadows seem to fall on him, silence seem to swallow him, frightened Barney turns and runs away. Now they say that Barney scavenges the scrap heaps of the town, never answers to his name and no one knows why he wants to throw his life away, just wandering around, building crazy patterns everywhere he goes. And still it's best turn screw lift, early shift and late shift, other limbs are minding his machine, turning little piggies into plastic packet sausages to sell in the heliport canteen.
Yeah.
They're killing, they're taking, they're stealing whatever they can.
dying, everybody came to see. She's four, and I know I'll never see her face again. And I don't really know just why she's living. All she ever said was she just had to go. And I watch her as she walks away from me. Yeah, I can see her, but then I know that in a moment she'll be gone. Yeah, she'll be gone. And then I say, you've got to understand, she's not really. No, no, no. But she isn't anyone's friend. They just washed her away.
These two bouncers, and one of them's alright, the other one's a scary, and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing, and he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no he can say. Behind they go through to the bit where you play, and you realize then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in the line.
swap jumpers and neck another move.